Well, just last week, my wife and I had opportunity to travel to Mesa, Arizona, and see the Cubs play in spring training. And one of the highlights for me was an opportunity. I looked over into one of the sections there, and there's a, for charity, there's an opportunity to get autographs signed by different all-stars, and it's actually set up by Ferguson Jenkins, Fergie Jenkins, and he invites different ballplayers to come and be a part of that. And I didn't want to pay the money, so I didn't go in there. But at a certain point, Fergie Jenkins stepped out, and I had opportunity to go up to him and talk to him about just the fact that when I was a kid, he was one of my idols. I had his ball glove, his Rawlings ball glove, and I remember saying this to him, just thinking that maybe I could start up a conversation. But I just went up to him, "Hey, Mr. Jenkins," and shook his hand and said, "I wanted to tell you that you were my, your ball glove was the first ball glove that I used." And he said, "Oh yeah, what company was that?" And I mentioned it was Rawlings, and that was the extent of our conversation. So we didn't get that deep, but, I could have talked to him about a bunch of things, but I just didn't see him being interested in having a conversation, and that's fine. He's probably getting bothered all the time. But as he's watching the pitcher from center field, he's making observations to another ball player that's standing there next to him, and it was interesting just hearing him talk about baseball and his level of knowledge, because we're talking about somebody who's a Cy Young Award winner. He was born December 13th, 1942, and he's actually born in Chatham, Ontario. He's Canadian. And I believe he's the first Canadian and the first Cub pitcher to win a Cy Young Award. Batted right, threw right. He made his major league debut September 10th of 1965 for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then his last major league appearance was September 26, 1983 for the Chicago Cubs with a win-loss record of 284-226, a earned run average of 3.34, and his strikeouts 3,192. Philadelphia Phillies, Chicago Cubs, Texas Rangers, Boston Red Sox, Texas Rangers again, and then the Chicago Cubs again. He was a three-time All-Star. As already mentioned, he is a National League Cy Young Award winner, two-time wins leader, a National League strikeout leader. His Chicago Cubs number 31 is retired. He's in the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1991 with a 75.4% third ballot possibility, and he achieved that. Lots of great memories of watching him pitch, walking to Wrigley with my friend and being able to sit there and see him pitch ball games and getting the job done. Well, recently there was an interview done, and they were asking him about his Cy Young award-winning year, and he explained some things that say much about how you handle success. What do you need to do to be a pitcher that accomplishes what he accomplished that year?
I already won 20 games, I think, four or five times. You know, I went to spring training with the attitude that for our ball club to rebound from 69, someone has to have a good season. And at the time, we had Kenny Holzman, Bill Hands, myself, Rich Nye, and Joe Negro. And we were the starters. We're all young. So I just told myself that if I was going to have a good season, I had to be consistent. And consistency, I think, in the long run, gave me the opportunity to win ballgames. I knew over the course of the season, I'd have 35-plus starts, maybe even 40, which that year I think I had 39. And I had 30 complete games. I ran all the time. To be consistent, I think mentally you have to be prepared to pitch. And I was pitching every third or fourth day. The odd time, Leo would push me ahead and in a consistent basis. We'd had a series of that. We had played four games, and I did it twice. I tell people this all the time. I pitched Monday, Thursday, Sunday. I don't know how I did it, but I was able to perform in that direction, and my direction was to be positive every time I went out there. And I enjoyed pitching, and I think that's what you have to have nowadays. If you're going to be a pitcher on a staff, you have to enjoy going out there. Doesn't matter what team you're facing. In the National League, yes, Pittsburgh was a strong ball club that hit well against me. Sometimes the Phillies, the Dodgers, and San Francisco. So you had to tell yourself you had a game plan before the game. You had to have a game plan before the game was over. Early in the count of certain hitters, you have to know how to get them out. Early in sometimes in the ball games, I might give up runs, but it didn't do me a benefit to give up runs late because our bullpen wasn't that strong. So I had to tell myself from the seventh to the ninth, you had to keep throwing strikes, make the hitter do part of the work, and stay ahead of him in the pitcher's count, especially my count, and to get him out. So in that respect, I think that gave me an opportunity to win a lot of ball games. And in that 71 season, if you look at the stats, that year I won 20 games. I had 20 complete ball games. I had over 20 hits, and I had over 20 RBIs. I had 6 home runs that year. And I helped myself a lot of times winning ball games, but that's something that a lot of pitchers really don't focus in on. When you go to the plate, don't be an easy out. Try to help your ball club in a lot of respects. Sure, you can sacrifice yourself by bunting, moving the runners up, but if the opportunity for you to get a key hit, I always say to myself, don't give yourself up as a player when you go to the plate.
So you see that he had a desire to be successful, and it brings to mind he mentioned the fact that they had come off the 69 debacle. They had the Chicago Cubs had a chance, and they blew it late in the season. They were up by so many games, but then they let the Mets sneak in there, take the season, and ultimately the Mets won the World Series. Well, he says, I don't want us going into a bad situation because of a bad season before, and so he determined that. Well, I think that makes me think of the character, the Bible character, the person Joshua, who after 40 years of wandering, they've had a bad season, and now they're going to be going into the promised land. And listen to this from the first chapter of the book of Joshua. It says, verse 8, this book of the law, so he's talking about the Bible, he's talking about the Bible that they know of at that point, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So how are you successful? You focus on the truth of God's Word. So even as Fergie Jenkins looked at the fundamentals of the game, he did what he needed to do. We are in a battle. We are in a fight. We are in the middle of something that needs something consistent that we can trust in and rest in. Obviously, it's God, but he's given us his word. And so you want to be prosperous. You want to have good success. And maybe you've had a downtime. Well, now's the time to step up to the plate and do what you need to do, but do this in the power of God.